Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Chris Palmieri. A member of the FCC is raising concerns around Disney-owned ABC's negotiations with local broadcast stations. President-elect Trump's pick as the chairman of the FCC, Brendan Carr, recently sent a letter to Disney CEO Bob Iger to reach more economical contract terms with local TV networks, claiming that ABC is siphoning more money away from local stations. Chris, why is this important? And is this unusual to have somebody from so high up on the FCC, you know, try to put the screws to Disney?
Yes, it is unusual, and I think we're going to be seeing a lot more of this out of Brendan Carr. He was chosen by President-elect Trump specifically because he's been so outspoken in his views, and he is particularly making the issue of fairness in the media and whether broadcast networks like ABC are being fair to everyone a big topic. It's also likely to be an issue as Paramount looks to get the approval for its merger with Skydance. And his letter specifically is tied to this bigger fight. It has been a huge growth business that local TV stations and networks have gotten money payments from the cable and satellite TV providers in recent years. But that money is dwindling as people cancel cable TV and move to streaming. And so it's prompting a lot of these fights over how to divvy up the money.
Now, Bob Iger isn't likely to back down. What do we expect will happen?
There will be more of these kind of fights. I mean, they can reach an agreement this week. Gray TV, which is a pretty large owner of local channels, reached a deal with ABC. But these fee fights are an ongoing part of the landscape. I mean, right now, if you're in New York, for example, you've lost the Knicks games and Rangers games on MSG networks because the cable company and the owner of the networks are arguing over how much they're going to get paid. And so so this will be an ongoing issue in 2025, and I think we'll hear a lot more from the FCC about it.
Yeah, that does get very frustrating when you can't figure out, you know, where things are anymore. When you used to know exactly where you could find your sports or certain shows that you used to watch, and now I can't figure out why things that are on AMC are popping up on my Showtime channel.
Yeah, it is a frustration shared by everyone. I mean, like so much of media and news, it is just, you know, compartmentalizing. And, you know, you'll see a show pop up on your Netflix thing that you never even heard of before. And it turns out everyone's talking about it, but it lacks the same promotion that it used to have in the old days when there was just a fewer channels and everyone seemed to get word. And it's frustrating, particularly for sports fans, too, because so much of that content is moving to streaming. And so, you know, instead of, you know, three or four big channels, you've got, you know, maybe six, seven, even with Netflix now running NFL games.
What you said was happening with Brendan Carr sounds like a total flex. Are other big media companies watching this, and are they expected to react the same as Disney, or are they going to band together and say, you know, go ahead, try and make us?
Well, you know, it's funny. Carr is sort of being both applauded by some in the media and then sort of like wary of others. I mean, he's the FCC under Biden, like a lot of regulatory agencies, was not in favor of a lot of big mergers. So a lot of media executives feel that under a Republican administration, it will be more friendly to doing deals. But there also is this ongoing narrative about fairness in coverage of news organizations, and that will be something that you know, we continue to hear a lot of from Trump and his appointees.
And is there a timeline associated with Disney and sorting out these negotiations?
No, they happen. You know, there's a handful of big station owners, and it's not just Disney, because these fees that come from the cable and satellite operators are so important to the business. You know, NBC, CBS, Fox, all of them are in the same situation, and so these deals come. A lot of them happen around the end of the year, so there'll probably be a couple more that you know, come about in terms of either are settled or become a more public fight. But it's just an ongoing issue.
Chris, thanks for the reporting. That is Bloomberg's Chris Palmieri. You can hear our Tech and Business reports weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology Weekdays that comes at you at 8 a.m.